Well, hello guys. Now look at these fantastic trainers. I wonder who they marketed these for. And of course, by the logo, they're Nikes. Now about 25, 30 years ago, I owned a pair of Nikes. That was when they were reasonably priced. They were all right. But they're just a shoe, right? And there's only so much high tech you can put in a shoe. And when the price became ridiculous for them, I quit. Because they weren't a trainer anymore. They were a status symbol. But Nike's been around quite some time and is quite a very big company, isn't it? And people forget that they make these shoes in places that have different labor laws, if you know what I mean. And it costs them next to nothing. And they charge a fortune. But let's just take a look and see how the company is doing today. Oh dear. Not doing too well, by the look of it. And the graph shows it going down all the time. So obviously Nike has a problem. I wonder what it is. We've all seen their ridiculous marketing campaign, which is obviously woke. Let's see if we can find a common denominator in it. Let's take a look at some of the top people in Nike. Well, we have the Chief Marketing Officer, Global Sports Marketing, Vice President, Chief Strategy Officer, and the President of Nike. Now, what is the common denominator here? Oh, they're all femmes. And that explains exactly why Nike went woke. Because when femmes get in greater numbers in businesses, they will always promote femme ideology. They can't help it. And as they're all femmes together, there's no checks or balances. As femmes are like herd-like, they will all agree. And we've seen this in businesses time and time again, haven't we? Look at Cracker Barrel, almost exactly the same scenario. And because of the way the wind's blowing in society, femmes are getting into these positions very easily. But the results have always been the same. Go woke, go broke. The same thing's happened at Disney, isn't it? It's just taking longer. But they have lost a ton of money already. Now, if a normal guy like me can see the problem, surely the companies can too. Remember Bud Light? Same scenario. How about Gillette? Same scenario. What about that femme business person who started a company up all femmes? I think it lasted about a year or so. Of course, there was a big hype about it, how it's going to be so successful. And it failed badly. And they interviewed the femme business person who started it. And she said she would never hire a femme again. And yet they're still pushing this femmes is the future. Well, if they are, it isn't going to last too long then. That might be a good thing. I myself don't care what happens to Nike, because it won't affect me at all. Now, I believe the CEO of Nike is still a male at the moment. Let me know what you think, guys. Is it the blind leading the blind, eh? You take it easy, guys.